Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Adams. She is with the Ascension St. Matthew Church. We're going to talk about the fall fair that's coming up Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th. Pam, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's always good to be here, even though the weather is a little cool this morning.
Well, but it's fall.
Yes.
See, it works.
I know, but we always expect that it's going to wait just that extra week longer, you know, that we have that extra week to do our gardens and turn the sprinkler off and do all those things, and it doesn't happen that way.
That was last week, apparently.
That's right.
So let's talk about Ascension St. Matthew's Church. You guys have a lot of fun stuff that always goes on up there.
Yes,
and,
we do.
coming up Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th, that's no different. It's your annual fall fair. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Okay, fine. What would you like to know, Dave?
Let's start with what's going on, what are you guys offering, and what's going on up there?
Well, we've been doing this for a number of years, and we have a bunch of very faithful people that come every single year to see us. One of the things that we do, we have some of the best cooks in Carbon County, and so we have food, which is in the form of all kinds of different soups and chilies and baked goods and canned goods and a lot more than I can even think about. Sometimes we get some real surprises in terms of that kind of thing. This year, Vando Bacelli's wife, who is from Brazil, is going to make us a couple of her specialty cakes. And, you know, we have all kinds of wonderful things for sale, and you can either eat in or take home, or both. We appreciate anyone who comes. So that's one of the things that we have. And then we have a silent auction, and we always have many of our wonderful people in Carbon County who contribute, our business people who contribute gift certificates that you can bid on. And we encourage people to bid on the items that are there. And that goes on until we close on Saturday at 2:00. And then they will be called by the people who are running that section of the fall fair to let them know if they have won the bid and tell them how to come and collect it. So, and then, of course, Ascension St. Matthew's own gift shop, which has a particular soft spot in my heart for obvious reasons, because I usually am the one that honchos those things, along with a great many really talented and gifted people. So we have all kinds of things in there. It's just, if I could give you the list, it would take from here till tomorrow. So many of them are one-of-a-kind items. Much of it is hand, you know, crafted, machine crafted, knit, crocheted, painted, you name it, we have it in there. And it's just inside the door of the church as you come in. And you'll see probably me and a lot of my crew sitting in there waiting for you to come in and inspect. So that's part of what we do. Now, the reason that we do this is because we've been in our new building, and we still call it the new building, for 17 years. And things are beginning to wear out a bit, so we need to do repairs on the church. That goes along with it. We also try to do as much as we possibly can in terms of community outreach for people who need it. That extra, you never know what we're going to be asked to do. So that's just a few things in an overview of it, Dave. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Let's really talk about the dates and the times. Like I said, it's Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
That's the 11th and the 12th. Right. The Friday, the time on Friday is from
5:00 till 8:00 in the evening. That's for people who work. And Saturday for people, we have people who come from as far away as Moab to this. And it gives them an opportunity if they work during the week to come up on the Saturday. And it starts Saturday at 9:00 in the morning. One of the things I forgot to tell you was that we have breakfast casseroles on Saturday morning, which has been a really successful. Oh my goodness, are they good. I think you gain 5 pounds just walking by them, but they're worth it. And then you can walk around the building, which is large, and that'll take care of the calories.
There you go.
So it's from 9:00 in the morning until 2:00 in the afternoon on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yes, that's right.
And so you can go Friday night and have dinner.
That's right.
Get you a bowl of soup or chili and things like that. Then go back Saturday morning for breakfast.
That's right. And take home soup for lunch if you'd like.
Sounds like a great plan. And once again, you know, you have the gift shop there. You'll have the silent auction. You know, the great thing about it is it's as much as I hate to say it, Christmas is right around the corner. Yes, it really is.
We have some Christmas items, too,
you can start your Christmas shopping early.
That's right. And for those people who have loved ones in the service, in the military, my son-in-law is in the National Guard, and he's just gotten back from all kinds of really fun places. They live in California, and when he was overseas, I used to have to send things early in order to get them to your loved ones in the military. And it's one of the reasons we carry not a whole lot of Christmas things, but enough to make it interesting. And they're interesting in different things, little glass angels and all kinds of things that we do, Christmas stockings, which are wonderful to use either as a Christmas stocking or as a packaging thing, you know, to you can stuff them and put them in a box to send to somebody, for example, in the military. And they're wonderful items, and they're reasonable prices, you know, on the things that we have, because I try to keep the prices as low as possible in spite of the fact that all the prices have been going through the roof on everything. But I try to keep reasonable prices. And one of my favorite stories is that a gentleman came in one day and he said, "Oh, my goodness, my grandmother used to do things like this, and I haven't seen these things in... Oh, look at the quality on these things." And that just made my day, because we work hard all year on all of these things, so it makes a difference when you hear somebody that appreciates what we do.
Well, it really does. Pam, thanks for coming in. We'll do it. Let's do a recap really quick. It is the Ascension St. Matthew's Church Fall Fair 2019, Friday the 11th from 5 to 8 p.m., Saturday the 12th from 9 to 2 p.m., you're going to be able to go up there and get you soups and chilies and baked goods and canned garden goods. Saturday morning, they'll have breakfast for you if you wanted to head up there and have breakfast casserole. Then the silent auction will be taking place both days, I would assume.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, and that'll go up until 2 o'clock on Saturday.
That's right.
And you've got the gift shop up there. I think you've got your weekend planned out for you.
If you're new to Carbon County, Ascension St. Matthew's is located at the north end of town. You come down, go on First North, which turns into Cedar Hills Drive, and you can go all the way up to 8th. Go up until you get to Homestead and keep going as far as you can go on Homestead. And there's no mistaking the church once you cross over Sagewood Road. Or if those of you who are familiar with Price, you can go down Sagewood Road to there's a four-way stop, and then you go on up until the end of Sagewood and turn right, and you'll see the church. You can't miss it.
Right, it's up there in the Castle Heights Elementary area.
The Castle Heights area, right. And the new cemetery is up that way, too. Those are just some local
landmarks.
That's right. I had two people come in last year. One lady had just moved to town. They were over at JB's eating, and she said, "I picked up the little card that's on the table," and she said, "Oh, that sounds like something that was fun." And she said, "Oh, they've got food too." So you never know, and everybody is welcome to come, and we hope that our good people of Carbon County will continue to support us so that we can do the things that we love to do.
All right, Pam, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you,
and
my pleasure.
Have a lot of fun at your annual fall fair this week.
Thank you for asking me. I'm always grateful to KOAL for all the good help they give us, so thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.